Helen Thomas is a self-employed crafter. She has multiple sclerosis and didn't need to pay council tax before. But since the council decision to reduce tax benefits this year, she may need to start paying for it from April.
It's just another added stress level when you're already struggling to pay the bills that are coming in. When you've got another bill coming in, it just means that you've got less money to go on. It makes life even more of a struggle.
According to council leader Aileen Atkinson, Poole Council has had financial difficulties for a long time, but they will help people become economically active to enable them to pay the increased tax.
We get very little money from government. We are the third lowest funded unitary authority in England. People have got to take back the responsibility to look after themselves and their own. I feel for people who are on low incomes, and I want us to do everything we can to help them with that. Most households have the capacity to become economically active. We have jobs hubs, we work with the college for introductions to vocational courses, and we do as much as we can to enable people to get into the workforce.
However, for people like Helen, becoming economically active is not an option.
I don't believe they're going to be any use at all at helping people. It's just a way of them trying to cover up the fact that they're taking away from the lowest income people. Trying to say that, you know, oh, I should get another job is just ridiculous, because if I could get a normal job, then I would have got it by now. I don't enjoy struggling for money, but I physically can't do it.
There are many other residents in Poole in the same situation as Helen. Whilst the tax burden gets heavier, low incomes and stagnating wages continue to be a problem.